You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I've got great news. We're back with more on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Follow the show on Facebook, facebook.com/The Mark Cox Show.
Oh man, the TDS at the Post Dispatch just gets better and better. I just have to tell you, Kim, we were talking about this in the break, that FEMA approved, or the Trump administration through FEMA approved disaster relief for St. Louis, and that got announced. Governor Kehoe announced it the other day, and the Post Dispatch so wants to avoid giving Donald Trump credit for anything that their headline this morning says, FEMA cash for St. Louis tornado relief could grow by millions. Not Trump's declaration of a disaster could help St. Louis by millions of dollars. You have to go 7 paragraphs down in this article before Donald Trump's name is mentioned for the first time. And a few days ago, they were beating him up, and it was the headline because FEMA hadn't approved the cash yet. Now, bear in mind, this was 2 weeks ago, right? 3 weeks ago when this tornado hit. So he had to, there's a process you go through. The governor had to request it. FEMA had to get on the ground and look at the damage. And then they had to submit the request to Washington, D.C. So I don't know if it's an extraordinary amount of time or not, but they were beating him up when it didn't happen. And they buried the lead when it did happen. So way to go, Post-Dispatch. You never disappoint. Thank you. I just thought, I've got a 5-paragraph rule in most of these mainstream media publications. You have to go down 5 paragraphs where they often bury the lead.
Right.
And they do it intentionally, which is a shame. Just my observation on the whole thing, which is what I do. Hey, let's get to Nicole Murray. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm a little irked, if I can be so honest.
Well, please do. Please level with us.
In the last few weekends here in New Jersey, we've had nonstop rain. Like during the week when everyone's working and stuck in office, it's been gorgeous. And it's looking the same way again this weekend of just thunderstorms and lightning and rain. And I'm so annoyed.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, thanks.
Father's Day weekend. I mean, I'm more feeling bad for the fathers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is that too. Yes.
I know. And don't forget that on Sunday now. I'm just trying to remind you.
Did the dads just want to not have to grill, or did dads want to grill
on
Father's Day?
I'm not necessarily anxious to have to slave over a grill on Father's Day.
Take me
out to dinner, order some great pizzas, and let's just have some at the house.
You want to be wined and dined?
Nah, I don't need a lot. I don't need gifts. I got everything I need. Just want to hang out with the fam.
Make the kids do the grilling.
There you go. That's good. My son could pull that off, I think. So,
but it's supposed to be like an outdoor holiday. Like, I feel like dads are known for just wanting to be in the backyard
sure.
and hanging out. and the weather is not cooperating.
I'd rather be at a lake on a boat, but I don't have a boat, so I'm going to have to settle for the backyard, I think.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. That's it. What's going on out there?
All right, so on Wall Street, futures are slightly lower. That comes ahead of inflation data later this morning. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 105, the NASDAQ up 123, the S&P 500 up 32. A new Shake Shack is set to open in Sunset Hills this month. Known for its smash burgers and crinkle-cut french fries, the fast food restaurant will open on June 18th. The Shake Shack will be open from 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Investors will get further insight into the U.S. economy this morning as the Bureau of Labor Statistics rolls out May's reading of the Consumer Price Index. Economists polled by Dow Jones called for a 0.2% month-over-month increase, while headline CPI is anticipated to have grown 2.4% from 12 months earlier. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. An appellate court said the wide-reaching tariffs imposed by President Trump on virtually every country can remain in place until at least the end of July. This means that tariffs are set to stay in effect until July 31st, unless there's further court action in the case. The average interest rate for a 30-year mortgage with conforming loan balances of $806,500 or less increased to 6.93% from 6.92%. That's according to the National Mortgage Association. Applications to refinance rose 16% for the week. Applications for a mortgage to purchase a home rose 10% for the week. U.S. and Chinese representatives say both countries have reached a consensus on trade after high-level talks in London. The negotiators will now seek approval on the framework from the U.S. and Chinese presidents before implementing it. And finally, there's a new trend among Generation Z. What else is new? They don't want to start a bar tab. Instead, they order and close out each drink individually.
I know why.
Why?
It's because they forget to close the tab. Then they have to call the bar the next day and say, did I leave my card there? They say yes. And then they let them know that it's like 20% charge or something like that onto the card for leaving it there overnight.
That's not the only reason. They're saying Generation Z drinks less. So they're doing this to try and, I guess, discourage themselves from getting that third or fourth cocktail. And also because if they close out each drink individually, it's one less social interaction with the bartender.
Oh my gosh. Why don't they just, you know what they'll probably do one of these days is they'll set up some sort of a system where people can just text the bar owner the bartender what they want so they don't have to have any human interaction. And then some robot will go pick it up off the bar and ride it over to their table. And no one will talk at all.
You don't have that yet, but in a lot of airports these days, scan a barcode on the bar top and you order your drink and then somebody delivers it to you eventually, or they call your name and you have to go up and get it.
And then
right?
They want a 20% tip.
Yeah, right, right.
Got it.
Well, they're making the drink.
What if it's a beer?
Well, yeah.
They've just poured that. It's so like when you just pour my coffee, I'm sorry, but you're not getting a big old tip when you just literally took coffee from a pot and put it into a cup and then handed me the cup.
Yeah, I took a lot of grief for that here one time on the air because I said I'm not tipping $2 on a $3 beer. I'm just not. And I think it was Carl at the time who said, oh, you got to tip at least $2. And I'm like, no. It's a percentage of the cost of the item. If I'm at a bar, I might throw a dollar on there. If I'm get a $5 or $6 beer, I might throw a dollar on there as a tip. But I'm not going to tip you 20% if all you did was bring me a draft beer. That just doesn't make sense to me.
I do agree with you there. We were giving you a hard time because you were talking about, we were saying that 20% is almost like the standard now, where people, it's like that's, as long as you do a decent job, that's the expectation, is you give 20%. If they're awful, then maybe you go below that. But if they're really good, then it's not just 20%. It's, oh, you should tip 25%.
Really good, it's 20. And if they're anything less than that, then it's less than
that.
Then
that's what we were making fun of you for. There you go.
That just makes sense to me. Do your job. That's all I'm asking. I know it's not an easy job, but I didn't pick it for you, so.
I love when you make fun of him. It's so fun to listen to.
Nicole, don't ever serve Mark, or if you do, make sure you do a really, really good job so you get your 20%.
I know you too. I'd give you a really good tip.
I was a killer server and bartender. I can say that for sure.
Well, see, and your tips reflected that, right?
That's right.
Thank you.
You know it.
You worked for it. That's good. All right, Nicole, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you on Friday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I don't think that's unreasonable, Kim St. Ange.
Let's open this can of worms again.
Honestly.
No. I think the tipping thing has gotten way out of hand, and I get so irritated when everybody and their mom wants a tip. It's so stupid.
Thank you.
But at the same time, I also think that you don't have, like, yeah, I mean, I do expect you to do a decent job for 20%, but I'm not looking at it like, oh my gosh, you have to be really, really good for 20%. I almost view that as like, okay, you took care of me. There you go. I don't view that as like you went out of your way. If you really go out of your way and you're very helpful and whatever, you might get 25%. Or if I'm feeling really, really nice, maybe 30. But
what restaurant owners ask you to do is supplement the wages of their employees. So instead of paying them a wage, they pay them less than a wage, and then they want you to make up the difference. So if you choose to work in that environment, you know that going in, and that your enthusiasm and attention to detail is what makes you more money. I just think, give me great service, I'm going to give you 18 to 20% tip. If you give me less than good service, I'm not embarrassed to give you maybe 10 or maybe less than that, depending on how bad it was.
You know, Mama Kay on Facebook is saying, I'm going to put a tip jar on my desk. Maybe I'll put a tip jar on my desk. And if I'm really nice to you guys, you just could throw a dollar in there.
What do you think?
I'm about to have a second child, okay? I could use, I have more costs associated with that.
We're going to have a diaper party for you. Don't they do that these days where people
just
donate
diapers? Diaper cakes. They're so expensive.
I know.
It's like $35 at Costco.
It's a racket. They got you, though. We did try the cloth diaper thing with the first kid.
Oh, yeah, no.
My wife was going to be,
lasted for
I don't know if she did it because she wanted to be environmentally friendly or what, but
well, it's cheaper
after
too.
The first, like, we did a diaper service, but after the first stinking bag of those things, we're like, oh, forget this. Give me some Pampers.
Yeah, the first blowout, sorry if you're eating, but yeah. The first time happens, you'll realize that cloth diapers are probably not the way to go.
They don't sleep because they get wet and cold. I mean, it was a nightmare. No, thank you. Not at all. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to In Other News. Next hour, Attorney General Andrew Bailey, who is all in on protecting the president's right to send in the National Guard. We're going to chat with him at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.